A loud ripping noise rent the air. Two of the monster books had seized a third and were pulling it apart. "Stop it! Stop it!" cried the manager, poking the walking stick through the bars and knocking the books apart. "I'm never stocking them again. Never. It's been bedlam. I thought we'd seen the worst when we bought 200 copies of The Invisible Book of Invisibility. Cost a fortune, and we never found them. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?" "Yes," said Harry, looking down his book list. "I need Unfogging the Future by Cassandra Fablatsky."
"Ah, starting divination, are you?"
said the manager, stripping off his gloves and leading Harry into the back of the shop, where there was a corner devoted to fortune-telling. A small table was stacked with volumes such as Predicting the Unpredictable, Insulate Yourself Against Shocks, and Broken Balls, When Fortunes Turn Foul.
"Here you are,"
said the manager, who had climbed a set of steps to take down a thick, black-bound book.
"Unfogging the Future. Very good guide to all your basic fortune-telling methods. Palmistry, crystal balls, bird entrails."
But Harry wasn't listening. His eyes had fallen on another book, which was among a display on a small table. Death Omens. What to Do When You Know the Worst is Coming.
"Oh, I wouldn't read that if I were you," said the manager lightly, looking to see what Harry was staring at. "You'll start seeing death omens everywhere. It's enough to frighten anyone to death."
But Harry continued to stare at the front cover of the book. It showed a black dog, large as a bear, with gleaming eyes. It looked oddly familiar. The manager pressed Unfogging the Future into Harry's hands.
"Anything else?" he said.
"Yes," said Harry, tearing his eyes away from the dogs and dazedly consulting his book list. "I need Intermediate Transfiguration and the Standard Book of Spells, Grade 3. Harry emerged from Flourish and Blotts 10 minutes later with his new books under his arms and made his way back to the Leaky Cauldron, hardly noticing where he was going and bumping into several people. He tramped up the stairs to his room, went inside, and tipped his books onto his bed. Somebody had been in to tidy. The windows were open and sun was pouring inside. Harry could hear the buses rolling by in the unseen Muggle Street behind him, and the sound of the invisible crowd below in Diagon Alley. He caught sight of himself in the mirror over the basin. "It can't have been a death omen," he told his reflection defiantly. "I was panicking when I saw that thing in Magnolia Crescent. It was probably just a stray dog." He raised his hand automatically and tried to make his hair lie flat.
"You're fighting a losing battle there, dear,"
said his mirror in a wheezy voice.